Support for this public radio podcast comes from Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide, and of the NPR Live in Concert series, online at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
And by Second Harvest Heartland, whose mission is to end hunger through community partnerships. Every dollar donated distributes over $9 worth of food. Learn more at TwoHarvest.org.
This is New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Amacher. Having performed together for 28 years, the group called The 16 is recognized as one of the world's greatest vocal ensembles. Its special reputation for performing early English works, masterpieces of the Renaissance, and a diversity of 20th century music is drawn from the passions of conductor and founder Harry Christophers. Originally, the choir consisted of 16 singers performing 16th century music. As the repertoire expanded, so did the ensemble. For the past 10 years, they've performed with 18 singers. However, on this new recording, the ensemble is featured in its original form with 16 members. On their latest release, titled Into the Light, The 16 is joined by classical guitarist Kaori Muraji. She's an award-winning performer from Japan. These musicians were thrilled to make this recording together, and their combined enthusiasm generates moving music that spans the great European choral tradition. Add to that the gentle simplicity of the classical guitar, and you have a unique choral album designed to transport you into the light, to an inspirational place that opens a window beyond the mundane. Bob Chilcott, formerly of the King Singers, arranged several choral works specifically for this recording. One of my favorites is an abbreviated version of the famous Pachelbel Canon. Chilcott turns this familiar instrumental piece into a prayer for the dead by adding lyrics from a poem by Oscar Wilde titled Requiescat. Kaori Muraji's delicate guitar accompaniment guides the 16 through this heartfelt prayer. Grant We Grace is a blessing from a hymn by 16th century English church composer Thomas Tallis. The mixed voices of the 16 blend beautifully in this touching canon. Harry Christophers conducts a slow yet sweeping tempo. Once again, he lifts the listener into the light, to a mystical place beyond this world. With only 16 voices in an ensemble, it's safe to assume that each singer must also be a strong soloist. Soprano Libby Crabtree is one singer who shines throughout the recording Into the Light. She's featured on two works by Tomás Luis de Victoria, a Spanish composer of the late Renaissance. In part one of Victoria's Alma Redemptoris Mater, Crabtree's pure crystalline voice is gently buoyed by Kaori Muraji's guitar accompaniment. It's a beautiful introduction to part two, which features the full choral ensemble. The 16 sings this blessing with such an effective dynamic range and deep emotion, it's tempting to hit the repeat button and listen to it over and over again. Soprano Libby Crabtree and alto Frances Bourne trade off on a musical call and response at the opening of a high-energy piece titled A Negrito de Cucurumbe. It's written by 16th century Portuguese composer Gaspar Fernandes. The added percussion instruments accentuate the medieval flavor. In the hands of Harry Christophers and the 16, this is a joyous party piece. The artwork on the cover of Into the Light features a dark room with a window half open. Looking through the window, we see a bit of tropical paradise. When you listen to this new collection of sacred and secular choral music, you might feel as if you've stumbled onto a bit of paradise. Harry Christophers and his ensemble, The 16, along with guitarist Kaori Muraji, serve as a beacon illuminating our ears with meaningful music shared through unique arrangements in top-notch performances. And that's new classical tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Almacher.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at acura.com/RDX.